I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, Mexico's quake fears were stirred up. We'll be talking about how one nation is still haunted by last year's disasters and how one ministry is helping them to rebuild. Plus, did you know that Bible translation is one way being used to save dying languages? Find out how in just a moment. But to start, at nearly 1 in the morning on Monday, people in Oaxaca were jolted out of their beds by an earthquake siren. The 5.9 magnitude tremor that struck southern Mexico was likely an aftershock from a larger earthquake last Friday. Now, thankfully, nobody was killed in either of the quakes, but at least 50 homes had a lot of damage. However, Jim Locher with Audio Scripture Ministry says people in southern Mexico are still reeling from back-to-back quakes 5 months ago.
Back in September, the southern state of Oaxaca, Mexico, was hit by two really strong earthquakes. About 20,000 different homes were destroyed. Schools, hospitals, businesses in the town of Juchitan and the surrounding area sort of looks like a war zone.
ASM is working with a local pastor who noticed a lot of local kids weren't in school since they didn't have a school building.
Thanks to the donations that Audio Scripture Ministries has received from earthquake relief, we're now helping them build this schoolhouse. It's going to be an open wall kind of a building with a thatched roof. It's a great place for them to get out of the sun and get out of the rain. And they'll be able to not only do their classes, but they'll be able to hear the gospel. They'll be able to have Bible classes and learn more of what the gospel is all about.
Next, areas of Asia haven't had their own translations of the Bible because, well, it's been too difficult to get into the region, at least until now. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith explains.
We have a partner that has really sensed the move of God in equipping and raising up believers in their own nation, and they're calling this strategy the River of God. It actually comes from a devotional time that this particular leader was spending in Ezekiel 47, where this image of the River of God flowing out from the throne of God and refreshing the land of Israel really was sort of the metaphor for him having an idea that this could be the way that their people in their country could be a blessing to the other countries of Asia.
Realistically, any foreigner in these regions is automatically a cause for concern because their every move is watched. But locals in the region can move about with much less suspicion.
And so they've got 20 people that are ready to facilitate massed workshops, ready to start new Bible translations in these different countries in the coming year. And each of those 20 would have the opportunity to be able to impact probably 20 languages in the next year. And that's the impact of 400 languages.
Bottom line, it takes just $96 a day to keep a translator working. Would you prayerfully consider coming alongside this project? And finally, today is International Mother Language Day. The United Nations estimates that in just a few generations, 50% of today's languages will be extinct. Wycliffe USA knows that one effective way to revive dying minority languages is to translate scripture into that language. But their motivation isn't just about language preservation. Rather, it's to share about Jesus in a way that people can understand at the heart level. Andy Keener of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says,
as Wycliffe works with language communities around the world, we have a strong belief that people should be able to understand God's word, pray, sing, preach, and teach, and live out the life of the church in the language that serves them best.
Keener says there's around 1,600 languages today without scripture.
So I'd ask people to pray that God would raise up workers, both here in the United States and around the world and in the countries where they're needed, to begin to address those needs, that the finances would be available, and that God would open doors, because this doesn't happen without the Holy Spirit making the way. We just seek to follow him, and he's the one that changes hearts.
If you'd like to make a difference on this International Mother Language Day, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.